And he busted me all the way down to a PLC. And they told me I would have to wear that rank to stay in ROTC. And I told him that, I had built up so much authority. You know, I had went all the way through the rank quicker than anybody else, and I had got to a captain. And I used my rank.
You were a captain?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I used my rank to make the rest of the cadets better, you know.
Yeah.
A captain got influence. And I figured that if he gonna buff me down to a PLC, them dudes can do the same thing to me. Stuff I was making them do, they do push-up, run around that track,
right.
Hog guard and all that, they could make me do it now. And I was a senior too. And
yeah.
it was about 12 weeks left before school closed. And I said, I wouldn't want to take that from nobody.
So you just quit?
Yeah, then a couple of weeks later, he gave me this piece of paper. Well, the assistant principal told me that we didn't have no quitters at our school. So he made me get back in ROTC. As he made me get back in. All right, and Mr. had this piece of paper saying
this
was our SAI.
Okay.
He had this piece of paper saying that if I signed it and apologized to him orally, he would reinstate me back in ROTC.
Apologize to him for what?
My conduct.
Just for your conduct.
Yeah, and I would be back in, and I might be able to work my way up to captain before school closed. And I was trying to get a ROTC scholarship in too, so I thought about it. Then I said, oh well, fuck it, you know. And I said, well, I ain't gonna. Well, that's what I interpret as ass kicking, kissing, see. And I told him that I couldn't do it. So told me that I would stay in ROTC whether I wore the uniform, had a rank or not. So I told him I would just be there. And what really made me mad was the seniors, they have a thing called School Spirit Week, and the seniors get to teach any class they want to.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
My
first offer was to teach my algebra class, and I turned that down so I could teach ROTC.
And did you get to teach ROTC? Yeah,
all day.
Did you have fun?
Yeah. He was hot.
Was Mr. in there while you were doing it?
No, I just saw the class. I saw him, he was nice too. I saw liked him. He gave you more of a chance than Mr. Hayes did. Mr. Hayes had the rank over, saw him. He was a warrant officer. He had all the rank.
Now, are the people who teach ROTC real Army officers?
Well, I would say they're on a reserve status now.
Okay. They were real Army officers.
Yeah, they're not on active duty anymore.
Okay. Right, when did you come to a place where you had toilets in the school?
Restroom.
Are any other names for
it? Bathroom. Latrine.
You called it the latrine?
Not at school.
Oh, okay.
I mean, well, during our ROTC class, we had to call it the latrine.
Oh, because that's the Army.
Yeah, and he wouldn't let us go to the restroom or the bathroom.
Okay, what are some names for Negroes? That you used and that whites, that you heard whites use?
Well, Negro Spade. Coon.
Now tell me who uses these words.
Well, white people use spade and coon.
Blacks don't use spade here?
No.
They do not.
Well, let me see. Every once in a while, like, you'll catch one that's not from Mobile.
Okay.
And he'll call you something like that.
Now spade?
Blacks and white call each other jungle bunny.
All right, now wait a minute. Do spade and coon have bad connotation to them?
Well, I don't know. It's just a word that came up through the ranks with me.
Okay.
It's
somebody
really
called
time.
You a spade. Would you be offended?
It all depends on who the person is.
Oh, really?
Right.
Okay, what about a coon?
Like saying, whatever they call me, it would depend on the person.
What about nigger?
It still would depend on the person.
Really? There's some people you wouldn't mind being called a nigger for?
Well, like saying, some people are going to call you that and they don't mean anything by it.
Oh, okay.
They're going to use it as a figure of speech. But now, then again, you got some people that they're going to say it and they're going to really mean something behind it.
Okay.
At the end, I would get offended.
Now, did you say blacks and whites use jungle bunny?
Yeah. But
just for blacks?